My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Wolverine fans and Spartan fans, what do you think the experts are getting wrong about your team? You know, we're here. It's college football. Fire up. People probably making their way up to East Lansing.
Games going on.
Yep.
And games last night.
Yep.
All over the place.
Yep. Dude, Western Carolina was tied in the second half with NC State, a ranked NC State team. Our old friend Dan Gutowski was doing the CMU game.
You told me that was going on. I'm like, I got to hear this.
Dan Gutowski used to work here at the station. I was like, this sounds like Gutso. Like, I'm like, is that? I was like, no, it's not him. And then after a while, I looked it up on CMU's game notes. It was Dan Gutowski on the play-by-play. I said, get him, Danny.
I texted him during the game saying, hey, man, you sound great.
Did he get?
He texted like right away while the game's going on.
Really?
I'm assuming there's a little bit of delay there, but I didn't want to take his attention away. And Central really struggled with Central Connecticut last night. I don't know if you saw that, but I mean, Central gave up 10 points in the game and yet still won 66-10.
One of my favorite sayings.
Chips.
One of my favorite sayings about games like that is, you know, it was close early. Because when the game starts, it's
14,
really close.
14-7, yeah. And then it just, nope. 4 touchdowns in the second quarter for Central Michigan, and then 24 points in the third quarter. That'll do it. Nice debut for the Chips this year.
They made me turn it off. I had that game on. I was like trying to find better games. Minnesota and North Carolina.
That was started off in a weather delay.
Felt bad for Max Johnson, the North Carolina quarterback who got hurt. And P.J. Fleck, man, last year, the Kesich kid, the kicker, he's like 6'4", 250. Like, he's a massive kicker, and he was really good. And they had early in the game, they had a 3rd and goal from the 8, and they handed it off and got like a yard. And people hate the 3rd down run on 3rd and long. When it works, you're like, brilliant play call, but it doesn't work nearly enough. So they run it, and I'm like, all right, they're going to take the field goal. They think the points are super important here, and Kesich bangs it off the upright. And then it comes down to the end of the game, and he's got a kick to win it, and he misses that too.
Eesh.
Tough start for PJ there.
Yeah, that was a tough start.
But anyway, yeah, it's back, and it's fun, and it's college football. And what do you think the experts are getting wrong about your team? 248-539-9797. Something you missed earlier in the week? I want to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
You can now bet on something called the mythical matchup. They take rivals and they give a point spread on the rivals each week. Ohio State this week is a 21.5-point favorite over Michigan. And the way it works is,
even though they don't play till November.
The way it works is you're betting Ohio State's point total against Akron against Michigan's point total against Fresno.
So the differential. Will be
so if
Ohio State will blow out their opponent more than Michigan will, and the thought is that Ohio State wins The difference between their blowout over Michigan's blowout is 21 points.
If 21 and a half is the spread.
Sorry, the hook.
Yeah, the hook. So if Ohio State scores 56 at 330 against Akron, for Michigan to win the bet, they have to score 35.
Oh, so it's only their point total, not the differential in the game.
No, their point total.
Okay, I got you.
So if Michigan scores 35 as a 21.5 point underdog,
interesting.
They would get the cover. Now, I was like, at first I was like, this is just wrong. This is just wrong. But I was like, actually, I might not hate this.
No.
Somebody pointed out it's essentially betting Ohio State on their own total, the under, and Michigan on the over. But yeah.
It's more math.
It is more math. But do you like it or not?
Kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another option, something else to do when you want to wager on the games.
Bold ass prediction. This from an unnamed texter. U of M and MSU will finish with the same record. Michigan is better and will win the head to head, but the difficult schedule will have them both at 7 or 8 wins. Jared in Waterford says, as a Penn State fan, everyone having high expectations is wrong. James Franklin is going to choke away another amazing roster and lose to USC and Ohio State and maybe limp into the playoffs.
Well, I like Penn State's team this year. Despite the Franklin factor, I do like their team this year. And with Michigan, and talk about the tough schedule, obviously it looks tough when you take on the number 2, 3, and 4 team in the country. But it's preseason, right?
Oh, you mean the rankings.
The rankings right now, yeah. And I don't know how good Oregon's going to be this year. They got to bring in a new quarterback. I don't know how good Ohio State's going to be this year. They got to bring in a new quarterback. Texas is going to be a real tough test next week, but I don't know what Texas has outside of, you know, the core. I haven't done a deep dive into what they have going for them. And then the other ranked team that they have preseason is USC, and you know USC is a different team. So I'm not seeing the tougher schedule that people want to see there. I think obviously if things pan out and you play 2, 3, and 4, that's tough. But I'm not sure that's how it's going to look. Because there's going to be some adjustments for these teams.
They play, leading up to the Ohio State game, they play 4 big college football brands. Texas, USC, Washington, and Oregon. They play...
You're hurting my feelings when you say that.
Well, I mean, Michigan State is...
I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
I'm talking about, you know, these power teams, ranked teams. Washington's not ranked. If you're going to play one of those 4 on the road... The one you would want to play on the road is Washington.
And that's where they play.
And they've got Texas, USC, and Oregon at home. Now, they've got Ohio State on the road, and that should not be lost. That is going to be an absolute, you know, bear trap of a place to go play. But, yes, the schedule is difficult. It is their preseason rankings. If you're looking for a silver lining, if you're trying to reason your way into it not being quite as hard as you think, it's that the 3 of the 4 brand name games to start the season are all at home. So take it for what it's worth. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator. With him, Gator being back today, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Lions' final 53-man roster and surprises with the practice squad. So the surprises on the 53-man roster were the Strickland kid, the safety making it, was Parker Hess. Making it over Zylstra and Mitchell, was Hendon Hooker making it over Nate Sudfeld after what was said last week, and then Jake Fromm making the practice squad over Nate Sudfeld. What do you make of the final roster?
I like it because everybody you were kind of disappointed about, they didn't make the team, they made the practice squad. Somehow, Draft Ninja, Brad Holmes, became Roster Ninja. And Jedi, roster Jedi, because convinced you don't need any of our players. And I'm totally surprised by that. So I think it's going to be a fluid situation with players that are on the practice squad. They might have an opportunity to make the big squad. Look, there's going to be injuries anyway. So I'm not going to lie, though. I'm surprised at some of those moves where the players got in over other players.
How about them having 4 wide receivers on the practice squad? And Brad Holmes said, we weren't going to give out a fifth spot just to have a fifth wide receiver. But it feels to me like they're still kind of searching for another wide receiver. When you bring in Allen Robinson, you bring in Tim Patrick, you bring back Donovan Peoples-Jones, and you bring back Tom Kennedy, as one does every year.
I mean, you're supposed to.
Yeah. What do you make of that four wide receivers on the practice squad?
I think it's internal competition again. You know, it's we didn't really resolve things with the preseason and training camp, so we need you guys to come out there and you know, show what you can. I mean, those are the practice squad guys are going to be scout team guys. They're going to get reps against some pretty good players, and they're going to have opportunities each and every day to prove themselves. So it's if I were those one of those wide receivers, I would take it as such. Hey, all right, you got to go out there and prove it, because I don't think they're married to, you know, the final guys that made the roster.
No, the bottom three, four spots on that roster are going to be rotating, and then there's always injuries. You just never know how that's going to play itself out. So
the Jake Fromm thing is interesting.
Yeah, I said this yesterday, and then Kang had found a soundbite from Brad Holmes that kind of confirmed it. Brad Holmes talked about how much he liked him out of Georgia, and I'm like, this is a guy he was eyeing to draft. That he finally, it's one of those, I finally got my hands on this guy. You know, like he really wanted to draft him. And when you heard him talk, he was pretty, he had a lot of praise for him, pretty complimentary of you, if you will, on him coming out of Georgia.
But has your faith been shaken a little bit, Doug? And Kang? I mean, this was the guy. We all believe what they have to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Upper hand.
Yeah.
Nate Sudfeld has the upper hand, and yet Nate Sudfeld's not on the roster and not on the practice squad.
So
was there some hoodwinking going on?
No, this is in reference to something that I have said and Kang has also come on board with, which is I believe absolutely everything that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have said. I've spent my entire professional career being skeptical of everything that came out of the Detroit Lions. And when you heard hype, I'm like, oh, I'll believe it when I see it too. There was always that undercurrent of I'll believe it when I see it. And now I'm like, I just believe it. So last week, yes, Dan Campbell said Nate Sudfeld has the upper hand. A week later, he not only didn't have the upper hand, two quarterbacks passed him and he got straight up released. And so Gator's asking, is our faith rattled, Kang, in Dan Campbell?
Gator, Dan Campbell lied to us.
Oh, boy.
He lied to us, Doug. Just accept it. I'm back on board with Gator. Campbell was talking on this jive, you know, this this camp talk, you know, that they all
just
do.
It was just coach speak. That's
coach
all.
Speak, yeah. Okay. Dude, how do you go from upper hand to you got fired on your day off? They sat him the final preseason game thinking, you're good, bro. Don't worry. You ain't got nothing else to prove. We've seen what you have to offer. Fromm comes in for four snaps. All right, well, you know, suddenly things have changed, my friend. I'm sorry, but
yeah, not only to get passed over by Hendon Hooker.
I know.
but Fromm?
Fromm.
Okay, let's be clear here. Dan Campbell didn't cut Nate Sudfeld. Brad Holmes cut Nate Sudfeld.
Oh, you saying they fighting?
No. I don't. It's NBD. No big deal. No big deal.
NBD. They share the same brain, Doug.
Yeah.
I mean,
not on everything.
I think Dan Campbell has a big say in who gets cut.
I think he does have a big say.
No, but I mean, in all honesty, anybody surprised really in the end that Nate Sudfeld isn't here? I mean,
were surprised he had the upper hand.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What we were surprised about.
That was like upper hand. Huh? Okay. Maybe you're seeing something I haven't seen. Okay, he's going against tougher competition because he's in the beginning of games as opposed to later on, like when we see Hendon Hooker. Okay, and then they had the last preseason game, and Hendon Hooker, he was okay. He was better, maybe better than okay. He obviously makes plays with his feet and pretty heady player. Really like Hendon Hooker. Did he pass Nate Sudfeld? Apparently so. Nate Sudfeld's, the reason he was still even in contention, I feel.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Is that maybe this coaching staff just, they like him for a calming influence he might have with Jared Goff, or because he can see plays and what is supposed to happen. The problem with Nate Sudfeld is that he doesn't have the talent to make them happen. You know, it's like the old adage, those who can do, those who can't teach. And some people take that as an insult, and I wouldn't take that as an insult at all.
Right.
What it is, and one of the most important life lessons that you can have, is knowing what your limitations are. Like, if you know the playbook, you know what they're supposed to happen. We'll just go out and do it. I physically can't. I'm not fast enough to move to the outside or maneuver through the pocket to buy myself time. I can't do that. But I know that that's the route to do it. Or maybe I just don't have the arm strength to make that play, but that play is there, and I'm telling you, you can do it. I mean, I feel like that's what Nate Sudfeld is. He's like an extra coach, and don't be surprised if, you know, you hear that he's added to a coaching staff in years down the line.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.